Hot.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to season two.
Man, we back.
Season two of Sip and Chat.
Yes, sir.
It's one of your co-hosts, Damien, and I'm always joined by my brothers, Carlos and Rende.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing?
Hey, what's happening, good people?
Man, season two, dude. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought, man? Who would have thought? Brainchild from a bar. Here we are.
That's a podcast.
That's a podcast.
You're going to have to edit that.
So this is our first time linking up this year, right?
Yeah, as far as the recording.
This is the first time linking up this year. Yeah. And 2026, man. 2025 just blew by.
2025, man, was very, very interesting, man. Up and down and everything else. I mean, a lot going on in 2025.
26 going to be the same way.
You think so?
Yeah, Christmas will be here in probably two more months.
Dang, I still ain't recovered from last Christmas.
Hey, no. Trust me.
No, not at all.
My mother would say, time waits for no one.
No, at all. At all. Wise words. What happened?
Uh-oh. There we go.
So you on number four?
No, I was number two.
No, I don't think you're number two, dog.
Number two.
No, you're not number two.
I'm number four now. Dang, I done dropped down in the rankings. What happened?
Your mic's all jacked up, man. Anyway.
First day back, you know, hey, it's like that when you ain't been in the lab in a while.
I know it's been a minute, man. We got to cook something up more often.
Good folks, just work with us as we're working through these minor imperfections here that somebody left behind.
Yeah, we're going to get it together, though. Speaking of that, Rand, good segue. I want to thank everybody for following, liking, sharing, even commenting on the podcast. You can find us on every major streaming service and even on the website, which has been revamped. Please go out and check out sippandchat.com, where you can find all of the, not all of them, but most of the major streaming services that we are or can be found on. Thank you again.
And I think when this episode right here gets posted, I think our merch website will be up and going as well.
Working on that too, yep.
Right.
So
right,
we're going to have merch if you want the Sip and Chat swag.
Merch for sale.
You can definitely go get it for sale.
Merch for sale. We've had merch. We're going to have merch for sale.
Randy was over merch.
Yeah. He's still over merch.
Still over merch.
Yeah, to a degree.
So definitely keep a lookout on our website for the Sip and Chat. What do we call it? Merch store?
The closet.
Sip and Chat closet.
Sip and Chat in the closet.
Yeah. I like the first one, though. Randy's Boutique. I like that one. That was hilarious.
Randy didn't want to be a team player when it came to that one.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, this closet is for men. This ain't just for women.
Say what?
That's boutique. That's pretty much
that was the spin on it, though, you know. Like Paul's Boutique. Beastie Boy album. Paul's Boutique.
Okay, I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to add on to our sponsors this year in 2026 as well. But shout out to our sponsors, Rise Chattanooga and the Amplify Podcast Network, 2901 Taylor Street.
Yes, sir.
And shout out to V-Horn and Old Post Beverage, 3472 Battlefield Parkway. Tell them Sip and Chat sent ya.
Yes, sir. How we doing, fellas? Well, check. It's been a while.
I think we need to start with Randy because
I was going to go ahead and take that. I can say that at this point, and I know we're segueing. I'm not going to segue in. Yeah, I am.
It'll be a little bit of a segue
into the topic of the day, but
okay.
I am intentional.
Intentional. I like intentional.
I'm intentional.
I like intentional.
Is that good, bad, or, you know?
Like, in a positive sense. I mean, I'm intentional, you know. What little procrastinating that I did, I'm just being more intentional about those things that need addressing for self, first and foremost.
Absolutely.
And then the things and the people around me. So I'm being more intentional.
Yeah.
Good deal, man. Good deal.
Carlos, what about you? How you doing?
Man, I'm good. Still riding it high from last year, 2025. Started out a little rocky for me, but it morphed into something beautiful. And I'm going to go ahead and be transparent, man. On the 31st of December, I closed on the house. and bought my second house, man.
Okay. Shout out. You're on the board, so hit the applause button.
Hit the applause button. One time. Home ownership. Yeah, man. My oldest girl, I have a grandson, my oldest girl, and she was telling me that my previous residence was not fitting for a young prepubescent boy, that I needed more space. So I figured if I was going to add rooms or whatever, I might as well go ahead and make that investment, man, and take the nasty plunge. Plus, one of my buddies came in town and had to put him on the couch. And that didn't seem fair either, so it just made sense to go ahead and buy another home, man. So
shout out. Here we are. Appreciate you.
So one time. Yeah, man.
What they call them, the housewarming?
Probably not. I got the Fortress of Solitude, man. I'm like Superman.
But L.A. did tell you we doing a cookout at your place once you get it up and going.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'll have to bring my grill because ain't no grill down there. But it's all good.
No. We got to talk about that off the air. We have to edit that. What about you, Dan? Talk to us, baby.
Man, I'm like you. 2025 was a phenomenal year for me personally. I'll say professionally too. You know, I expect, you know, welcome a grandson to the mix, to the fold, and you know, I don't expect that again this year. I don't want that to happen again this year. Yeah, we can leave that. But it was good. Like, I have no complaints. 2026 is definitely going to be another good year for
good deal.
Just like 2025. So,
do you believe in fate, or you believe in, like, it's what you make it?
I think it's what you make it.
Okay.
It's definitely what you make it. We can be positive about things, and life is going to be great. And we can sit around and be negative.
Right.
Just mope and, you know, complain and gossip and do all this stuff, and life is just go slow. So
right.
You know, yeah, it's definitely what you make it, regardless of the situation, circumstances you have, is what you make it to be.
I believe that too, man. I don't know. I've always struggled with the whole fate versus, you know, your attitude and how you approach things and how you look at it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, I was just having this conversation with somebody before where they were saying they had a person that every time you talk to them, it's like a Debbie Downer, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like the whole world's, you know what I'm saying, just bearing down on them or whatever, and they just can't seem to find a way out. And not to diminish anybody's problems or personal issues or whatever it may be, but I just really feel like it's how you look at it,
mm-hmm.
you know, because there's a lesson in everything. And if you can take the lesson out of it and you can still walk away from with a decent attitude, I mean, things are going to get you down. You're going to get sad about stuff. You're going to get depressed. We have our highs and lows. Life happens. But if you tackle it with a positive, you try to tackle it with a positive attitude, I think it turns around a little bit faster than just sitting down in the dumps and just riding it out like that.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. Yeah. You know, they say everything happens for a reason. So just finding out what that reason is and you know, overcoming it.
Right.
And it sounds easier, you know, said than when you're actually in the midst of that.
It takes being intentional.
Yeah.
Like my man Randy. It takes really big.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah, you're really going to have to.
What are we drinking on, Rand?
Find that purpose, and be intentional. Me, myself, I'm back on that Pritchard's Valley at Cranberry Rum. But I did bring some St. Chateau Michel Riesling for you guys, just in case you wanted to change your palate up today.
Okay, Rand.
So, that's what that's
26. That's exactly we're changing up the palate.
Cranberry rum, the Pritchard's, pretty good stuff. You say it's seasonal, right?
I think it's seasonal. I just feel like it's perfect for the wintertime, especially around the holidays. But now it just seems like it's getting pretty hard to find.
So, really?
Yeah.
So tell us about it, man. What does it taste like to you? What even turned you on to it?
Well, I've been actually went to the Pritchard's Distillery up in Kelso, Tennessee.
Okay. So, did not know that.
So, and of course, when you go to the distilleries, you get the tasting.
Right.
So that was one that stuck out to me, that one. And I was already on Sweet Lucy, and it's also by Pritchard's Valley. But Sweet Lucy was the main thing that I was turned on to years ago. and still drink it to this day.
Put me on that before.
Right, yeah. Right. Then, like I said, I saw the cranberry rum and said, let me try that again. But they also have peach, kiwi, which is not good to me, but the cranberry is pretty good.
And they do mimosa things too, right?
Yeah, you can mix it. Yeah. You can
really
mix it. Yeah,
the rum to make a mimosa.
Yeah,
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's got the when you got them for it had the little tag on it.
Right. Yeah, I didn't read the tag. Yeah, right to it
because that was my first time actually reading it, and I was like, well, damn, that seemed like it would be pretty good. The ingredient, I mean, it's pretty good. I'm pretty sure that mimosa would be pretty good with it too.
Yeah, on my tag.
I got 2-3 more.
I went through that bottle, man. That's a good stuff though.
Yeah. And I was chasing mine, but sitting and sipping on it straight, man, it tastes pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, we grown men here.
You know, here we go. You're right. Here we go.
But
he's grown.
So now that we're leading off this this year with a new segment, not a new segment, but just leading off this year with a different topic to start the year.
Yeah, season 2.
Season 2. But a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about, we got together and we was talking about, you know, what episodes we would talk about this year.
Mm-hmm.
And just leading off with, you know, the New Year's resolutions, you know, how people get into that. But you said something, Carlos, about the monkey bar concept. And to lead, you know, just kind of tell us about that, because I thought that was fascinating, just that, you know, just that concept.
Yeah, it was definitely unique.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, it was something that I just realized when trying to grow, right? In order to take on something new, you have to let something go because you only have so much capacity, right?
Right.
And in what we do, the responsibilities that we have, and in trying to be family men and trying to be a part of these advocacy programs and trying to play our part in the community. When you're taking on something new, you have to realize that you got to let something go. And I like simplifying things. And there was a guy a long time ago that wrote a book about the Itsy Bitsy Spider and how it was something so simple in the first or kindergarten that kids learn, but you could apply it to life. How, for that instance, the Itsy Bitsy Spider, he was saying that, you know, when it rains on you and it beats you down, when everything clears up, you got to climb back up, mm-hmm. right? Monkey bar concept. We had a recess back in those years and that age range or whatever, and it was just simple to learn or to realize, not learn, but realize that when you're on the monkey bars, you know, you take one swing forward and you grab a rung, but in order to keep moving forward, you got to let the rung behind you go.
Yeah.
And in life, there are things that we want and aspire to have in life or whatever, but we get held up because there are certain things that we just won't let go of, and they end up being stumbling blocks for us.
Yeah.
Or just walls for us. Even though they're behind us, if we can't just let it go, then we can't continue to move forward. So
yeah.
It was just a simple concept that I likened to the monkey bars.
Yeah, I definitely love that concept. And that leads to the first question that we have today. And just for us, and, you know, again, we're not experts of any sort. So, you know, when you listen to this, it's more for you to for self-reflection.
Right.
So the question, you know, like, what's something you have to let go to move forward from 2025 to 2026? What's something that you got to let go to move forward in this new year coming? That's thought provoking. You got to think about it.
Talking to me?
To all three of us.
Yeah. I was really trying to go back to, I got confused with what we had in front of us. But I thought, just going back, part of the lead off with the monkey bar concept was going to be, why do we wait?
Well, yeah, that's the second part of the topic. And it circles into, like, resolutions, right? Because we're in the new year.
Why is this dude always trying to rearrange my questions?
Here we go. I don't think I'm the rearranger. I think it's you, sir. But I was really going off of what
I'm
you.
I'm the talent.
This is what you put out. This is what you put out. Yeah. That's what you put out. Yeah. It's going to be that. So, okay.
It's about the resolution, big picture.
So right? Resolutions. Okay. And
usually people want to lose weight. Right. They want to get to bed early. They want to start saying no more for those things that they're saying yes.
Go to out the loud. Gym.
Go to all the things. Yeah, all the things. All the things. But the reality is, what are those things that we need to let go of? And it doesn't even have to be the beginning of the year because I don't really believe in that either.
I don't either.
Yeah, yeah.
Why wait
to January 1? When you realize you got something to take care of or work on or whatever, then why not work on it when you realize it? Or start to work on it.
Start right then. Yeah.
Right. So it could be May 29th or it could be January 27th. It could be any time.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be January 1.
Yeah. It should definitely be the next day or either at that moment.
If it hits you,
if it is, you need to start processing that.
So to just, you know, like, what's something, and, you know, I think at this point, you know, going into season two, we can probably be a little bit more personal with our listeners, right?
I thought about that on the way here, man. I'm going to try to, that's one thing I'm going to work on this year in this podcast is being more transparent. I'm a very private person, and I really do value my anonymity and my privacy. As big as I am, I really rather not be seen and be, like, to myself.
Yeah.
You know, we hang out and we have our own thing. But if you notice, I'm more comfortable in environments where there are not a lot of people.
I mean, yeah, and I have my own reasons for that.
I think the job kind of ruined us, too, when it comes to stuff like that.
And then especially with the whole security piece, too. Like, you've been around people for so long.
Yeah.
You know, and you want to kind of get away from that. But that would be my thing. Like, I'm not – if it's got to be something, I prefer – a nice ambiance with a small, intimate type crowd.
Right. Just something, not a lot of people, not a lot of background noise. Just, you know, something peaceful, quiet.
Right.
Dim, like you said, just the vibe.
Yeah. So that was part of your...
Mine was thinking about the podcast on the way here, was being more transparent, just like with the house thing. I wasn't going to share that, but I figured, you know what? It's nothing to hide. I don't owe anybody money. I don't owe anybody any explanations. I pay all my own bills.
Yeah.
You know, and it's something to be proud of.
Right. Absolutely.
I do feel some kind of way about it or whatever because it's more material than soulful.
Right.
But it is something to be proud of because not a lot of people get a chance to do it.
Right.
Not a lot of people know how to do it, and some would never do it. Yeah. And so for me to be purchasing my second one, and it's mine.
Right.
You know, it's not mine. It's not ours. It's not me and whoever. It's mine.
I got you.
Congratulations.
I'm
pretty proud. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
So what are you letting go? Do you have to let anything go?
What am I letting go of? Well, there's a lot of things that I could let go of.
I want to take this.
go to question number two. Question number two. Because we only got two topics.
I know. But did you answer question number one?
He was the first one to talk about it.
But you going on to number two.
Number two on my list.
We should be going around the room.
Exactly. So you one, next, and one. I'll go last. So you next after he finished with his. You know, one thing that you got to let go. I'm going to tell you what you got to let go.
Hey, man, I done let it go like a new baker. Oh, man. But
fuego.
Yeah. okay. I was just, go ahead.
You know what? I'm a go because I did something yesterday, not maybe 2 days ago, and it's the pride. I got to let go of my pride and say, you know what? I'm sorry.
I'm gonna sit back and watch this show.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna watch
if
this
I
show.
If I did anything to offend you, or if we've had a disagreement, or because I did it at work.
You ain't talking to me, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is a great time to start what you're talking about. Right
yeah,
now.
I did it at work the other day with a certain individual. Mm-hmm. I said, "Hey, man, you know I don't have a problem with you. You know, you walk around here with your face all turned up like you want to fight and stuff like that." I said, "Man, truth be told, I ain't got no issue with you. You ain't got no issue with me. You're too old, 44.
You fighting? You still fighting?
I still got it in me.
Do you?
I still got it in me. You know, like, it doesn't, what is it worth to, you know, have issues with somebody?
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey, man, I'm good. If you good, let's move forward.
My question is always, what's the win? If you're going to engage in anything, fighting, arguing, he'll buy a new house. If you're going to make a move some way. My question is, what's the win? What do you plan to achieve by making that move, that particular move? You know, so if there's a rub between you and that person, or if you feel like you have to go and approach that person or whatever, what's the desired outcome?
Well,
and what's the achievement?
I think the thing is, the fact that I approached the individual means that I care, right? Because if I didn't care.
And not only that, it shows growth.
If I didn't care, yeah, it shows growth. But if I didn't care, because there's some people around here, I don't, you know, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, right.
You know,
right.
But if we got to see each other all the time,
yeah.
Hey, you know what? Let me put my pride to the side.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it ain't worth, you know, me looking at you like,
yeah, because you're looking at me crazy. Or, yeah. And I don't even know why you're looking at me like that. But at the end of the day,
and it's, you're confirming. And it's nothing.
Yeah, you're confirming for yourself. He could continue to be who he is or have a carry on as he would.
Yeah.
Still in that same manner. But as long as you know that you have stepped up to the plate, you know, to squash whatever it is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That makes you the bigger and the better person.
And it's not worth it. At the end of the day, it's not worth it.
Oh, are you going to apologize to Randy?
What did we do?
I changed the questions up.
Oh,
no. I mean, you know, this shit.
Yeah, we're going to do that again next podcast.
Yeah. So probably no. The next question.
So no. Just nothing. Okay.
Cool. Yeah, but, you know, just, you know, I got to let, you know, at the end of the day, we're all adults.
Right.
All men and women.
Right.
And, sometimes your pride can be the fall of you.
Yeah.
You know, and
I've seen you in action.
Not my greatest time. But it goes back to that growth, too.
Right.
It's really not worth having issues with somebody.
Well, it wears on you, man. And in what we do, we understand, or we should understand, how fragile life and time is. Mm-hmm. You know,
life is short, man.
A lot of the moves that I've made in the past couple of years, I've made it because, not because of the investment that I had in whatever the scenario was, it was more so of me realizing that I don't know how much time I have left. Mm-hmm. And the time that I have left, I want to spend it at peace.
Yeah, happy. You need to make it purposeful and intentional.
And with people that I really enjoy being around.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dragging any anchors, dealing with any issues. I could probably work on my grudges a little bit more. I'm horrible at holding grudges. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those dudes that if me and you ain't vibing, I can move around you like you don't even exist. Mm-hmm. And in some cases throughout my life, it has been an attribute. Mm-hmm. But there have been times that I'm older now looking back that I probably should have sat down somewhere and, you know, being a bigger person, you know.
Yeah. Right.
And done the right thing.
Yeah.
What about you, Ray?
Well, just going back to what I was saying earlier, just being more intentional. And intentional, like I said, with self first and foremost. And then with those around me and just my surroundings. I mean, and that's just being intentional with life. Let me just put it, you know, blankly. Just being intentional with life. Of course, we know that life is pretty broad, so I just want to be intentional and purposeful, you know, and not procrastinate as much.
Any aspirations?
I'm trying to knock it down. That would be my aspiration, man. I'm simple.
Simple Randy.
Yeah. I don't need a lot. I don't want a lot. Don't ask for a lot. But just what I give in return.
I don't know about that.
Well, that was last year's. That was last year.
So, but the procrastination, like, what? How do you move past that? Like, what's the plan to move? Cause
to act on it right then. I mean, even if it's just walking past a piece of paper, you know, like, man, turn around and pick that up.
Yeah.
You know, how many times are you going to keep walking, or somebody's going to keep walking past it? But if it's, like I said, if it's something that I know that's there, I didn't even have to do it, but at the same time, just, you know, acting on it right then. Let me just say that, acting on it right then.
How do you hold yourself accountable to making that happen? You know, like, nobody's around when you walk past that piece of paper, so.
So for me, I have this sense of, if I walked past that piece of paper, and then later on that day or tomorrow, let's just say, something happened that shouldn't happen, maybe something negative or bad, I'd be like, if I had to pick that piece of paper up, this probably wouldn't happen, which probably sounds crazy.
It's superstitious.
But it's the way that I think, though. You know, it helps me think. I think that way to go ahead and make that move right then. Now, ask me, have I walked past that piece of paper and then got to where I was going and come back and be like, you know what, turn back around. and go do just that. Because
so story, because I'm glad you said that. So my conscience bothers me.
Okay, so I would say a conscience.
So I remember being in the store one time, and I was in line, you know, paying for my stuff. And it was a guy, it had to be a Sunday after hours or whatever when the banks, you know, the cash, you know, like they got the little service department where you can cash the checks and stuff like that. It was a guy in the next aisle, he wanted to cash his check, and they was like, hey, you know, he had a thing full of groceries, and they was like, well, it's closed, we can't, you know, cash it. And, I just start sweating, you know, like I had left the store and I had just started sweating and I was like, nah, I got to go back.
Right.
So I went back in, paid for it.
Right.
And left. Like my conscience, in that moment, it would not, like if I would have went home,
it'd have been on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd stayed on you. Yeah.
So my conscience for me, if I know, that I probably should do something, you know, right then.
Right.
It'll get to me.
Yeah. So I'll add that conscience. It's my conscience that bothers me.
Yeah.
When I don't turn around and do what's so simple, you know, or could be so helpful, you know, to the next man, for myself, first and foremost, like I say.
You imagine the results of not doing what you're supposed to do in that moment?
I don't even want to do that.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if
I would have went home knowing that I could have paid for, and the guy was like, it wasn't a guy, it was a lady behind him, was like, thank you, God. Look at God. You know what I'm saying? Man, I can't, I couldn't operate like that.
And I've kind of had the conscious thing bother me on walking away from someone and not being able to mention, especially somebody that had death in their family. I'm not good with that. But I ended up having to pick the phone up and call an individual and just tell them, hey, look, this been on me. When I saw you earlier, I didn't want to mention it because I didn't know how, if it would affect you, have you break down or whatever the case may be. I said, I'm not good with that thing, that sort of thing being in front of me.
Right.
I'm not.
Yeah.
So that was my conscience bothering me on that end when I could have said something right then. But to me, if I do such a thing and then the emotions of that person come out, then of course I'll get emotional. And I don't have a problem with being emotional in front of people. But at the same time, how do I know that they're ready, you know, for that statement, you know, that what do you call it? That sympathetic, you know.
And then sometimes like a text is, hey man, thanks about you.
Right.
I try not to, and no shade on anybody that does it, but I try not to text when it comes to stuff like that. And I've even gone as far as to take on when it's someone's birthday, that I'm close with, I'll give them a call.
Right.
Or at least like swing by.
Of course, yeah. I think that's different. Yeah.
I think we've gotten into an age now where text and emails have taken over, even messaging, right? Mm-hmm. It's taken over in those moments, because I'm real awkward when it comes to the little empathetic moments too.
Yeah.
Finding the right words to say, knowing when to back away and just, you know, just walk away from it, you know? But the effort, right? Mm-hmm. Because you could just shoot a simple text and you could just shoot a simple message or whatever, but to actually take the time to call that person. It's like writing a letter.
Yeah.
When was the last time that you've received a written letter in the mail from somebody where they took the time to write you a letter, put thoughts on paper, a card or whatever, and send it to you?
Right.
You know, and to know that somebody took the time out of their day or their, you know, time period to do so means a lot more than, not to take anything away from text or messaging or whatever, but it means a lot more when somebody was intentional enough to put something on paper and send it to you. Old school way. We don't get a lot of that anymore.
Right.
So yeah, definitely something to think about. You know, again, what is something you can let go to move forward? So I know, again, with me is putting my pride to the side and being a bigger person at times. Even when you feel like you're not wrong, but does it matter who's right or who's wrong?
Yeah. Again, what's the win?
Right.
What are you trying to achieve?
I like that. What's the win?
In whatever position you stand in, what are you trying to achieve? What's the win?
Yeah.
So when you take that stance, does it really matter who's right and who's wrong at the end of the day?
Yeah.
Because the one lesson that I've learned, and I've been around a lot of people that have experienced death lately, right? And even in my own lodge, we had a brother that passed away. And the one repeated lesson that I keep coming back to in death is life. You know, we're still here. And so we still have an opportunity to put it, and whatever it is for you, right? Whatever it is, you still have a chance to put it together. Whether it's a conversation that needs to be had, whether you want to go see something, experience something, whatever it may be, as long as you still have air in your lungs, you still have an opportunity to experience or to fix it. And so, and in what we do, again, we're more tuned into that because we see it so often, or we've seen it so often, or more than the average person.
Right.
So you have to take those opportunities to have those to have those conversations or to have those experiences in life or whatever. And then the things that aren't going to move the needle, just let them go.
Yeah.
You know, some of the things that I've held on to, man, and when I sat down with myself in silence and like really like audit my life and those things that I've gone back and forth about, it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, when you take inventory.
You know, why why are you so hard line drawn and hell bent on that particular deal or whatever?
Right.
When it really doesn't even move the needle.
Yeah. And sometimes I had to realize, you know, shit, I ain't took my medicine.
That
the growth in me, you know. Yeah. I remember I got so upset about something one time. And I think I called Carlos about it too. And then it dawned on me, dude, you ain't took your medicine in three days.
Yeah, I think you said something about that. We sitting at the bar. Yeah, matter of fact,
man, I ain't took my medicine in three days.
What's this guy doing, man? And I done been around him when he had his medicine, y'all. It's like Jekyll and Hyde. Nicest guy you ever want to meet when he on his medicine. You just get him off of him. Like a feral ass cat. He's wild. He's as wild as he want to be.
So let me ask y'all this, and this goes on to the next question. Okay. Is it okay if I ask this question, Randy?
Shit, I thought we had already went through all three of them. Go ahead.
What does, for 2026, what does winning look like for you this year? For 2026, what does winning look like for you this year?
To me, that's kind of redundant of the same question.
Oh, what's my your 2026 God. Look? Here we go with this.
But the winning for me is going to be knowing that once I take inventory monthly, weekly, however that looks for me at that particular time, hey, did I set out to do the things that I said that I was going to be better about thus far?
Mm-hmm. What is that, though? What are you going to try to what is that going to be?
Which is
come on, Randy.
Which is being intentional, purposeful.
Man, I love y'all.
And making better decisions for self. Like it's for self and the people and the things around me. So that's what that looks like. That's
but
what
does
that,
that what does that even mean though? What purposeful does, in what? Intentional in what?
In my job, in my family.
Which one? Which job? Because you got about four or five.
All of them. I got to be a little bit more intentional.
You on his neck
about some things. I got to be a little bit more intentional about it, and it's just small things.
Yeah.
That I know that I can be better about, especially with one of them. You know, but yeah, that's my thing. That's what it's going to be for me for this. This year, and it's not a resolution. It's just, matter of fact, I've started well before January 1. So going into 2026, I'm just carrying it over from then until infinity.
Yeah.
To infinity. Well, and beyond.
I think for me, like I want to travel, right? So each quarter, I want to make sure that I've been somewhere, right? So when I say what does the winning look like for this year, it's kind of to make sure that I'm taking care of me, making sure that, you know, I'm booking my trips, you know, got something planned out. Because I know last year, even the last few years, work consumed a lot of my time, doing things for other people consumed a lot of my time. So, you know, just being able to make sure that I put me at the forefront, you know, of 2026, you know, just like you say, taking care of self. And I think that's a win for me this year, you know, especially with retirement here in a few years. You know, I want to practice being retired now. I don't want to wait till I'm retired to be retired.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
What about you, Carlos?
Definitely want to do more traveling.
I think I want to do more traveling since y'all want to do more traveling.
I want to do more traveling. But mine, I want to get at least 2 trips in back to Panama because that's still on the horizon when it comes to the expat thing and starting that next chapter off when I finally wrap this chapter of my life up with the with my career. I want to be more intentional to those that are special to me, which is something awkward, right? It's something awkward when it comes to certain things. But those people that are good to me, I want to start – not start, but I want to really focus on, like, really being good to them, really without crossing any boundary lines or disrupting my peace, but just being more intentional to those people. I want to get into more advocacy work or get back into advocacy work again, finding that balance, though, because when I initially jumped into advocacy, I was meeting myself at the door, so to speak, meaning that I had my name on a bunch of rosters and really didn't have the time to invest and put forward what I really wanted to in whatever
for those things
organization. For. You know what I'm saying? Right. And you may as well not have your name on it if you're not going to be able to invest that time, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Correct.
So I really want to be more intentional, like my man Randy said, on that front and give my time in those areas where I found a lot of importance. I want to work on my VA stuff some more, and get that built up and, file those claims. And I really suggest and, advise those veterans out there that may be listening, male and female, if you have any VA claims, go and get your compensation. For years, I drug my feet on that and I felt like there were veterans out there that deserved those benefits more than me. But in talking to other veterans that have gone down that track and that understand the ins and outs of it, it was like, you know, if you paid your dues and you served your country,
you earned it.
So don't sell yourself short. It's not begging. It's not having to jump through a whole bunch of hoops unless there's something that they dropped the ball on while you were still, giving your time to the country, but go out and get those benefits for yourself. They're owed to you. They're going to be with you for the rest of your life. Don't shut that out.
I just
want to be a better person, man. Not that I feel like I'm a bad person now. I'm not perfect, but I just want to be a better person. I sleep pretty good at night, but I'm sure that there are some areas in my life where I could do a little bit better, and I want to do that without sacrificing my peace and my serenity. Absolutely. That's where I am, and that seems a little general, but it's all encapsulating, I think. When it comes down to it,
I think just recognizing that, acknowledging, you know, and figuring out what is winning for you,
mm-hmm.
you know, in this day and age, as men, there's a lot of pressure that we put on ourselves, I guess, and society puts on us. There you go with it.
That's, you know, and I'm I am.
Go ahead.
Because we don't. Let me say this. I don't know that. So it's taking a valid point from one of our listeners. Let's not, unless you know, you got some stats that society says these things about whatever topic that we're speaking on, then cool. But when we do that, or when you do that, because Carlos and I don't do that.
Thanks, Randy. Thank you.
But when you do that, and maybe it's a circle that you're in that you hear that from, as far as just society.
I think he's off topic on this one right here. I think he is.
He's on.
I think
let's say this. As when you say as men, us, because you know, we know each other, and you know a few of them outside of us, but that's not considered a society. So when you speak, or when we speak, let's speak with real lived experience.
Tell him, Randy, tell him.
Randy does not like
when you say society.
Randy, I mean, okay.
So let, I don't even know what the hell I was saying.
It's okay. We just had a learning and a teachable moment here for all three of us.
And Randy, I want to thank
you. And some of those listeners.
I want to thank you for that.
Hey, we don't know everything. As Carlos will say, we're flying by the seat of our pants here.
Yes, we are.
And you know,
the Jabot Jing.
Yeah, I've lost the question I was just about to ask.
But you know, it was probably a good thing that you did.
It might have been. Society.
It's going
to
come back.
Society says that you don't need to ask that question.
Yeah, all right.
But I want to also invest more time into the podcast, getting our streams up. I don't think it's a shame to say it or whatever, or bad to say it, but we've made a whole $2 and probably 35 cents on advertising.
Ball, man.
But I think that we can do better. I really, like I said from day one, feel like we have something.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of getting it to that next level.
Right.
And it's going to take some intentionality.
Yeah.
Okay.
And being deliberate, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to play my part in doing that and laying the tracks to get Sip and Chat on the
even with
next
that,
level platform.
Yeah. So even with the podcast, that's been my thing that I've started. I've already started being intentional and purposeful when it comes to whatever the business is at hand that I know that I'm to do when it comes to us and this podcast. So that's another thing to add to that. When I tell you just life, being intentional about life and the things around me and the people around me, it's broad, but I can't run down everything. Yeah. So that's why, because it's everything for me. It's everything for me, you know.
Two P's, two T's, Randy. You're doing a great job.
That's it.
Two P's, two T's.
He's been practicing.
Two pieces. Yeah. You know, what happened? Hard.
Shay.
So to speak on the podcast, I know we talked about some of the things personally that we wanted to do for this year, and Carlos, you spoke on the podcast, so, you know. But just to speak on the podcast from my standpoint, I think. You know, we know what the ups and downs from last year. You know, we got a lot of great feedback from people who listen.
Thank you.
And continue that, please.
Yeah,
please.
And we're going to continue to build on this because, again, when we have people come up to us and tell us about our podcast, you know, it's amazing that people are really listening. So,
right.
You know, making sure we're intentional and purposeful in what we talk about.
And not just putting trash out there, right? We're not just on the mic just to be on the mic. We're actually bringing some depth to our conversation
and getting
things that are thought-provoking across the waves or recording or whatever you want to call it so that we can maintain that level of professionalism or whatever you want to call it. I don't think it's necessarily professionalism, but whatever you want to call it that we're doing, we want to maintain that level of it. So that our listeners aren't let down.
Speaking of professionalism, Randy has been very professional in this. Like, he's taking his role serious.
You know, the one thing that I like about Randy is that he does the quotes, but he's also the Google guy. And he expressed to us early on that he's not very savvy when it comes to internet-type stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
But there have been episodes and times that when we talk about certain things, Randy will take the incentive or the
gumption.
The gumption. I like the gumption. The gumption.
I don't gump either. So.
He will take the time to Google it and find out and get us the information that we're looking for, the facts, the information that we're looking for. And I appreciate that.
Yeah, I believe in being factual when there's a topic at hand, even in the midst of, I'm going to say a conversation, you know, amongst outside of what we do here, but even in the midst of a conversation, if there's something that I'm not familiar with, for me, being intentional and purposeful for myself and that individual, I'm going to look it up right there.
But what does society say about that?
They got a lot to say about that, according to Dame. I like that.
What does society
say? Good save.
Well, like yeah. Dave Chappelle, ain't he? Brought
yeah,
it back.
Yeah, right. Without the cigarette.
So, fast forward to December.
It's coming December. Okay.
If things don't go as planned, as we talked about, what could still make this year a win for us as an individual and as a podcast?
I think that between the three of us, whatever we plan, and we're strong individuals, strong independent individuals. I don't see things not going the way that we've planned for them to go. Because we're level-headed enough to where our plans are realistic, for one thing.
That's a good answer, because I was going to say, we don't think like that. So
We're pretty, like my man said, pretty intentional and purposeful on what we do. So if there may be some things that happen, right, that are out of our control in other facets, like with the podcast lab or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think between us, we'll figure out how to build our own lab and keep it moving.
Yeah, and the reason why I said that, Randy, because, again, there could be somebody listening that put down all of these plans of what they plan to do this year. And if it doesn't go as planned, then they look at that as a failure.
No. You know? The only no that matters is the one that you listen to.
Right.
Again, the only no that matters is the one that you listen to, meaning that people can tell you no all day. But the one that you process and you make it your reality – that whatever it is can't happen, that's the only one that matters. So if you hear a no, or if something pivots in your life or whatever, you don't have to stop right there.
Right.
You just have to figure out another route.
That's it. Because there are several options out there. Maybe sometimes it's just that one, and it may not be the one that you think is going to work. But 9 times out of 10, if it's just that one option, don't treat it like a dead-end street.
No, don't treat it like a dead-end street. And there have been many of inventions and discoveries on things that were not the norm.
Right. Absolutely.
So everything is figureoutable, I like to say.
Figureoutable.
Yeah.
Figureoutable. And let me look that up.
It's right next to bling bling. At the end of the day, it may not be meant to be.
You know, and you got to realize that too.
Right.
Yeah, my path may be somewhere else, you know, because a lot of times we think that we want something. This is the path that we need to be on. And it's really not meant for us.
Because once you come
to that dead end, that's when you find out it's not meant for you.
So now it's pivoting and figuring out.
Yeah. So don't panic. Just pivot. Yeah.
Pivot. Be realistic with yourself. I think a lot of times, some of the things, aspirations that we have are just unrealistic for us, and maybe just in the moment, even.
Right.
The timing may be off.
Yeah. The time of the season may not be yours at that time.
Right. Yes. So you may have to go back to the lab. You may have to take a class or two. You may have to just fall back and get your money right.
Yeah.
But the timing may be wrong, but it doesn't mean that the real, whatever that reality is for you, it doesn't mean it happens right then.
Right.
It may have to happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, so like you said, fast forwarding to December, if we try to get something jumped off today or whatever and it don't fit, okay, cool. Let's set the tracks or whatever and work on it for December.
Yeah, we just retable it.
Yeah.
Retable it. Small goals lead to the big goal.
Yeah. Because by that time, there could be more resources.
Mm-hmm.
There could be some things that have
got your money right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Don't give up. Don't quit. Yeah.
Don't give up. Don't quit. 2026 is that year. We all going to win this year.
We all going to win.
We all winning.
Good deal.
Yeah.
We're at 48 minutes. We're going to wrap this thing up, or we're going to keep it on pushing to an hour.
Hey, man, listen. Go ahead, Randy, because I know you about to.
Hey, I was just going to go back. I didn't bring my little notebook in here, but, you know, we said we was going to keep it
short.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank that's the reason that I made the mention, because I know that we're trying to do better. The last two episodes that we posted, 15 and 16, one was like an hour and 43 minutes, and the other one was an hour, I think, 34 minutes. A final edit. So
we had fun, though.
Let me just retract. I know we did say that in doing so, instead of making it a
part one, part two.
Right.
We're gonna segment that.
Yeah.
And this goes back to listening to you know, what people have been saying.
Correct.
You know, giving us feedback.
It's growth.
You know? Correct. Yeah, it's growth. So this of course is the beginning of the rest of the year for us, because we got, you know, some very good topics coming up the rest of the year.
Yeah,
so, And we're going to have some guests in periodically, you know, depending on the subject that we're talking about.
Going to get D. Hinton back up in here.
Oh, yeah. Definitely getting him back in.
We got to get V. Horn in soon. It's been a while. We need to get him back in and let us know what's hot.
At least a couple of him and a couple of, well, maybe another, you know, somebody from the L store. And not just him to give, you know. Y'all said that. One of y'all said that the last time, but
it wasn't me.
It wasn't
it's
me.
Okay. It's okay.
I think we stick with V Horn.
Okay.
I don't know nobody else down there.
He's our official sponsor.
Yeah. Get him in here and make some drinks and stuff.
Man, I love y'all, though. I love y'all.
Man. So shout out to Old Post Beverage. Go holler at them, 3472 Battlefield Parkway.
Yes,
sir. Tell them that Sip and Chat, two P's, two T's,
sent you. Two P's. Also shout out to Rise Chattanooga and the Amplify Podcast Network. Old Post Beverage, 3472 Battlefield Parkway. Rise Chattanooga, 2901 Taylor Street. I'm not going to say that without them we wouldn't be here, but they do make us being here a lot easier.
Oh, yeah.
We do appreciate the fellowship. We do appreciate the going back and forth with those that support us and what we do. Shane came through on that last episode, man, and that was hilarious. I loved it.
Yeah.
Great information, great times, great laughs, but it was loaded with good information. V Horn, when he shows up, man, he makes sure that we're squared away when it comes to the libations or whatever. He's just all out good dude, and he's somebody local doing something good. He's not just some sort of like slum liquor store that just selling alcohol or whatever. Just
it's clean in there. Let them tell it. It's clean.
It's like Walmart when it first opens up. Ain't got no boxes on the floor. The floor's all polished up or whatever. It's nice in there. So check him out, man. 3472 Battlefield Parkway. Sipping Chat, two P's, two T's. SIPPNCHATT.com. Check the website out. We've revamped it to where you can find all the links to all the major streaming services. You can also find our Instagram tag on there. And there's a message board that we're trying to figure out some sort of forum. But for right now, if you have any questions or any input or you want to leave a review, whatever that may be, there's an avenue to do so on the website. You can also find us on Instagram, Sippin' Chat at IG, SIPPNCHATT. And the email address, sipinchattanooga@gmail.com.
Chattanooga.
Chattanooga, chattanooga@gmail.com.
Yeah, Sip and Chat, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Sip and Chat, Chattanooga, Tennessee.
That's and it. Keep a lookout. We got the merch coming. Mm-hmm. Sip and Chat Closet. Is that it?
Sip and Chat, the closet.
The closet. I like closet. Sip and Chat closet, but hey.
And that'll be on the website, so keep a lookout. Until next time, we love y'all.
Yes, sir. And one time for you, Randy, you got something?
Yeah, I want to just leave the good people, our listeners, with a quote.
I like this guy, man. He's squared away.
So with us talking about 2026, you know, and what it's going to bring, I just want to leave you all with this. Old keys don't unlock new doors. That's old keys don't unlock, new doors.
I like that.
Old keys don't lock, do not unlock new doors.
What you only just said?
Because I said, dude. Hey, I just messed it up.
But you did good, man. Again, I want to thank you for being proactive and getting us a quote. I know that when we first started, I was doing Bible verses. Let's see how that went. We got to get out of here, man, because I got us lined up for a matching. I got us lined up.
Sip and Chat, two P's, two T's. Peace.
Peace out.